Okay, today's daf is Temura daf Yud Beis. As we continue our travels through the first parak of Temura, two more blot to the first parak of Hakol Memirin. Okay, we are on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Ba'amine Abaya Meirava. We are in the discussion. If you remember yesterday, we had a whole discussion of Hakdashas Vlad and related issues. Are you machalik between a Aver, Shana Shem Tuliyabo, Ena Tuliyabo? We spoke about his Pashas Kedusha Bakula, the very important comments of the Avin Miluim about comparing Kedushin of a woman versus other issues, and versus the case of Oph versus the case of Karbanos, and we continue now with Ba'a Minei Abaya Meirava. So we are a couple of lines from the bottom on Yud Aleph Mabes. So we just asked before, what happens if somebody's Makdish in Aver Mahu Begiza? If somebody's Makdish in Aver, according to the opinion that it does not spread, is the rest of the animal allowed to be shorn? Allowed to be worked, Rashi said for sure it is not allowed. But what about shorn? Do we say it's a special din of only if the animal is totally yours as an Isser Giza and otherwise not? And we said that's not a good comparison and we did not fully answer the question then. So now he has another question though. Ba'aminei abayami rava. Hikdish ora mahu ba'avoda. What if I was makdish the or of an animal? Can I now work the animal? Makdish or. Here Rashi says, Giza is not a question. Delo machish leila or. Because that's for sure mutter. Rashi says, because my shearing the animal, what does that have to do with the skin? That doesn't affect the skin, but maybe working affects the skin. Mechach shalei la'or. So Tashma, we try to prove it. Ha'omer, mashe b'mei eha shel zu ola, muteres begizav asura ba'avoda. If I say that the vlad in this, shebe'mei eha shel zu ola, the vlad in this animal should be an ola, I am makdish in a vlad, this is according to, right, what we said earlier, either for sure according to Rabbi Yochanan or even according to Bar Pada, we said a Vlad within a Tamima is also able to be Hukdash. So it says there that it's Asur Bavoda. So it's Beferish. Is it Beferish? You see that you're worried about Kash. If you're worried about Kash, so then even in the case of Or, you should be worried about Kash, the weakening of the Or, and it should be Asur. So Amar Lai, no. Kiktani asura ba'avoda midrabanan. That brisa was only talking about on the drabanan level, where it goes there that it should be aser mishum aser to avoda with that case. And we're talking about our question is on a drisa level, whether you're going to get malchus for it. Rashi explains. So the Gemara says 1 second. Ihachi afilu begiza nami titzar. If you're telling me it's on a drabanan level, so why in that case where you were makdish just in ubar, do we only aser it begiza midrabanan? Why don't we aser it? But I'm sorry, why do we only aser bavoda midrabanan? Aser begiza midrabanan. Once you're saying that you're worried about dealing with this fetus that is hektish inside a chulin animal, and we're nervous, so just aser everything. Why are you only going to aser one avoda and not giza? Even giza you should tissa, right? It's if it's all about confusion. So Amar Lei, no, there's a difference. Avoda de michsha gazer barabanan. Giza lo gazer barabanan. No, even with a drabanan, we're not just going to aser everything. There has to be a logic to it. There has to be a reason for it. So, by avoda, which weakens the animal, so that word goes there. But giza, which does not weaken the animal, lo gazer barabanan. We don't make blank xeris without thinking of the reasons. Okay, so now we continue. Boimene abaya mayor of Yosef. Abaya asks from Rav Yosef. Similar to what we just discussed. Well, it's kind of opposite. Part of the animal is, part of the animal isn't. He shlamim uvlada chulin. If the animal is a karbon, but its vlad is chulin. What exactly does that mean? Say the Rishonim, maybe it's where you specified beferish. Rashi says, 3 lines to the bottom, hikdish behema mi'uberes chutz mi'ubra. I was makdish and pregnant animal, but I said not its ubar. Not its ubar. To the divrei hakol in ubar kadosh. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says you can be makdash in ubar, if I explicitly exclude the ubar, so then it's not going to be kadosh. So what happened in this case? I was makdash an animal except for the ubar. He shlamim uvlada chulin. And what's the halacha? So the halacha is fine. It's the vlad is chulin. But what happens then if vishachta bifnim? Mahu. Then I take this animal inside the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, and I shecht it. I have a carbon shlamim here. So I shecht the carbon shlamim. The problem is, also inside of this animal is a chulin animal. So now what? What do I do? So Lamanda Amar Vlade Kacha Bahavayasanim Kadoshim, according to the Manda Amar, that Vlados achieve Kedusha, Vlados of a carbon achieves Kedusha when they are born, mi havi chulin ba'azara olo. Is this considered chulin ba'azara? We're assuming this is a, let's say, a full-term animal. So is this considered chulin la'azara? Right, that is the question. We'll get to the diukim of the achronim on this question in a minute. Again, the problem is that this baby, you're right, is chulin, but it might have been affected by the shechita of the mother. So the Gemara answers, Amalei mi karina be ki yirchak mimcha hamakom v'zavachta. Can you call this animal, this baby, you shall take it away from the makom, from the base of Mikdash, and shecht it there? Meaning, the isra of shechitas chulin bifnim is only a carbon that should have been shechted outside, and instead you shechted it inside. But here, there was no hechi timsi for you to shecht it outside. So that is not a regular case of shechitas chulin bazara, and therefore, it is not a violation. That is number one. Okay, that's a case of the mother being a carbon and the vlad being chulin. We're going to ask the opposite question in a minute, but first let's have a couple of important ha'aris. First of all, Asvin Daraiser, Rabbi Yosef Engel. I saw one of our listeners yesterday, and he says, yeah, I haven't mentioned Rabbi Yosef Engels recently. You know, in the past, Tamuris and Eric, and I'm like, okay, try my best. Asvin Daraiser, tomorrow, tomorrow's daf, which is today's daf, Klal Yudalin. Asvin Daraiser discusses Ar Chakira, of that we mentioned yesterday, of a ben pakua. Do we say that when I shecht a mother animal and the baby animal's inside, and we paskin machlokas tanoim by a full-term baby, do we say that the child needs shechita or not? We paskin it does not need shechita on a daraisa level. Midrabanan, if it walks around, you should shecht it, so people don't get confused. Can't just take a bite out of it. But the halacha is that Mi'akar David does not need shechita. So is that because the mother shechita is as if that chalosh shechita goes on to the baby too? It's considered a chalosh shechita for the baby too. Or do I say no? The chiddush of Ben Paku is that it does not need a shechita. Ba behema. That's a pasuk in Chumash. It teaches me this halacha that you don't need. Shechita is a chiddush that you need on an animal. But if it's not an animal, if it's animal within an animal, then one would not need shechita. So there are many nafkaminas that he discusses. Is the chalav considered shchuta regarding basa b'chalav? He goes through many of the nafkaminas that he says, of course, many gemaras where you might see that this is one way or the other. But then he quotes, Ulam lekushta demilsa nirlanias dieti desharyusa de benpakua humi paas shenechshava uber lenishchat v'lav heter greda. Who? It's not just a heter, but it's as if it's nishchat. Mina amina la meha. Where do I know it from? First rye on the list. Tamura yud aleph amibes. He quotes our Gemara. What is the Gemara suggesting? If I have a mother chulin animal, and I'm sorry, a mother carbon, and a baby chulin, the Gemara asks, maybe that should be shechitas chulin bazara. Shechitas chulin bazara? You have to say, to the Yosef Engel, then, it's considered that you're shechting the baby. Because after all, you know, what else would be the havamina? And then he said, one second, this is his raya. And then he says, umafurish bazeh, desharyua de ubar b'shchitas imo, himipa'ashe nechshev uber l'nishchat. De nema de heter greda hu shetiras ha-Torah, avalomitam shchita, because if you say it's just a heter of the Torah, but it's avitam shchita, imkein, ma'asak adaitach de abaya klal, sheyavar a-ubar mishum shchitas chulin ba'azara. Right, what's the havamina? The Gam, Lamalila of Yosef, we're going to have later on, the next couple of lines. He says, either way, v'dok heitev, ki raya brura unachona hi b'siyata d'shmaya. This is a strong raya. Then he goes through other rayas. The one problem I don't understand is that it doesn't say shchita schulin bazara in our Gemara. According to our gear, so just schulin bazara. And we discussed yesterday that there are some Rishonim that say there's an Isra of hava schulin bazara. Not just shchita schulin bazara. That was our Rambam in Hilchos Shchita Perek Beis. Is it only Dvarim Haro'ui Likari Bifnim or even outside of that? But either way, there might be issues of Havaz Chulin Bazara. So he brings this as a raya, but I'm not sure. It doesn't say the word Shechita, according to Argirsa. But either way, that's his raya. Another fascinating question I saw at some Rishonim asked, the Knesset Rishonim. Yeah, on the Masechtas in Kachim, on Zvachim and Achis, I haven't mentioned it in a while. There is a Rav Elon who put together Rishonim from all over elsewhere in Shas. al seder hadaf of the Masechta Kachim, because we don't have the Rishonim on Kachim. So if you look in the Knesset Rishonim on Tamura, on our daf, he quotes an Imre Noam, one of the Rishonim, the Labala Trumas, Pasha's Emar. He quotes, why isn't, whenever you fascinating question, why whenever you shecht a pregnant animal, you should violate the Isra of Osov Espino? It's a great question. If you say the tzad of the chakira, that ben pakua always means the shechita of the mother, is considered the shechita of the baby also, you should never be able to shecht the pregnant animal, because it'll be the iser of Osova Espino. That's his question. Tema, v'yech shochte behemim buberes, v'yikim yishav Osova Espino, v'yafal gavdo lesi ba'olam. Even though it's not here. And then he quotes v'raya mishilhi perakama de tzmura. We're in there, we're in the shilhi. We're in the end of the Perek Hamet Temura. He quotes our Gemara, and then he says, Alma, what do you see from there? Elo havi mitam, were it not for this special reason that we just said on top, that you can't shecht it outside, so that's why it's not a problem inside. Without for that reason, you would violate the Isser of Chulin Bazara. Or we'll get to the second half. See, the second half, maybe Rav Yosef Engel gets it, because the second half of the Gemara talks about Shchut Echutz. So if you parallel Shchut Echutz to Chulin Bazara, maybe it means Shchita both ways. So maybe the second half is the one that is the raya. Right? If you want to just, you know, let's just read that for a minute, and then we'll read this. Says the Gemara, "Boy minei abayim of Yosef on top. He chulin uvlada shlamim. What if the animal is chulin and you just mocked the vlad itself?" Rashi says, according to Rav Yochanan, at least. Other Rishonim say that, what do you mean? We just said Barpada would agree too, if they're both Tamimim. Either way, so the baby is the carbon, v'shachta bachutz mi havi alei mishum shchut echutz olo. So that's a raya. That's a raya to Rabbi Yosef Engel. Why? Because there it's beferish. You're shechting the mother, and you want to know if that's considered shchut echutz of the baby. The baby's a carbon, so there's beferish. So that second half. So the Gemara says again, Amalei, mi karina be v'hevi lashem, shchut echutz is only by an animal which could have been brought inside. But here this animal could not have been brought inside in his present state, so therefore it's not a kasha. Lishna achrina, or Amalei, roi lepesach olmoed chayavad alabachutz, similar idea. Only an animal that's roi to be brought into the olmoed are you chayav bachutz, but otherwise you are not. But either way, that's the raya. So that's what this Imre Noam quotes. He quotes that second half of the Gemara, because there is beferish. There's beferish that shchuta, it might be considered a shchita for the baby. And he says, Alma, ilo avi mitam vehevi if you wouldn't have the pasik over mishum shchute chutz, afal pi she'eno ba'olam. Even though it wasn't in the world, so hachanami, over mishum oso vesbeno. It's a wonderful question. There's got to be an answer to that question, because the Gemara talks all about it. So the Imre Noam answers, v'yesh lomar, it's a gzeras hakasif. The Torah gives you a heter ben pakua. So if the Torah gives you a heter ben pakua, so you know there's no isra of oso vesbeno. And I can't give you a svara for it, says the Imre Noam, but it must be true. V'yesh lomar, d'shayni oso v'ezbeno, d'kiva d'inonoig b'zacharim ela b'nekevas, eich t'skayim kol b'behema tochelu. It's a mefurish heter in the pasuk. So it's similar, it's even more, but it's similar to what the Taz says, famous Taz in Ilchus Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere, that the Rabbanon don't have the power to aser something that's dover mefurish laheter b'torah. And therefore the Taz said, if the Torah says, blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the Chachamim cannot say, you never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. All they can say is, you don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, well, it falls out on Shabbos. But if it wouldn't fall out on Shabbos, so then you would blow in other years, even though one might say that it is a musical instrument, and therefore it would be a problem. But you can't say that, says the Taz, because the Chachamim don't have the power to go against the Davar Shemafurish Leheter Batorah. But, so says the Knesset, as we've shown him here, the Imre Noam, the answer is that the Torah itself says Moter, so another part of the Torah can't say it's Aser. So that is the Imre Noam. He also goes to Baal HaItur, also quotes this question, V'yosef es benod de'aser dafka de'isyolid, aval shachat lo l'chiyusei, v'yashka chal v'lad lo m'chaim shemosef es benod. So the Iter says fundamentally different. He says, Osov Espino only applies to two live animals. So you have to then fundamentally be machalik between the Isra of Shchut Echutz and the Isra of Osov Espino. Right? That was the problem the Imre Noam had. You see from our Gemara, even if it's the baby inside, you're still subject to the Isra of Shchut Echutz. So what's the difference between Oso Espinel and Gzeiras HaKasuv? The other way to say it is that there's a difference between Shechut Echos and Oso Espinel. Oso Espinel requires, it's not good enough. Even if you have a halachic shechita for Ben Pakua and Shechut Echot, that would not be good enough for Oso Espinel. You'd be machalik between the two contexts. Lo miskari ben adenafig lavir ha'olam. It's considered a shechita, but it's not considered a beno. And beno, that's beautiful, right? Beno requires being born. Where do you see this? Hina chara v'yoladet ben. Right? We have the stories in Bereishis, right? You'll be pregnant and you'll have a child. Right, maybe it's not called a child. Oso Espinel requires it being a child. Shechut Echutz doesn't. Shechut Echutz just requires it being an animal. So maybe it's an animal already, but not a child. So those are the two answers. Chaim B'David HaMelech, he quotes, B'ni Asher Mimeni, he quotes Psukim. That's the Bala Iter and Ilchashchita. Two days in the Rishonim. Why one does not violate. We should have said this. I don't know why we didn't find this in the fourth parak in Chulin, but always room for tshuva. So he quotes here that the reason that one does not violate Oso Vezbeno when just shechting a Ben Pakua is either because the Torah matters a beferish or because one requires a live animal to be a ben, even though one does not require a live animal to be an animal. Okay, to one other point. What does the Rambam pasket in this case? In the case, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, if you have a chulin animal and the baby is a shlamim, and you shecht it outside, so is that shchut echutz? So the Gemara says, is it? And the Gemara says, no, it's not. It's a pasuk. So the pasuk stands to say that, therefore, you would not. It would not be a problem. So the Rambam paskins like this Gemara. Behemas chulin she'ubara kachei mizbeach. A chulin animal whose fetus is a carbon. Asur lishchoros habachutz. You can't shecht it outside. V'im shachat eino loke. Mipnei she'eina re'uya lavo lifnei Hashem. Isser daraisa without malchus. That's how the Rambam reads our Gemara. The pasuk is only rejecting malchus. The pasuk is not rejecting the isser. That's the Rambam. If you look in the Radvaz, the Radvaz says, why is it asid daraisa? What's the isser? Doesn't the pasuk reject it? No. Lefisha ha'ubar nitar b'shchitas imo. Ulefichach asir lishchodos habachutz. Avaleinu loke. Shahari imo ein ru'uya lefnim. Dei mevien chulun la'azara. V'tzorach lahamtin la'ad sh'teileid. Okay, so he explains there is an isser because it gets a heter, and that's good enough for the isser, but one does not get malchus for it. The Sfasemis adds that maybe there's another reason why the Rambam assers, and that is by shechting this animal, you are now ruining your chance for bringing the baby as a carbon. That's a problem. The baby is a carbon, as Kedusha Saguf. And now you're shechting it outside. You want to say you're not going to violate Shechut Echutz? Fine. But you still can't bring this. Because this animal had a heter shechita, you no longer could bring this as a carbon inside. So you were mafkia. You ruined the possibility of bringing the carbon. And that is the problem. He quotes, Nira taimo devade aser lishchor bachutz. Aideze yispata la carbon. Davlado yiroi la korba. Davi yosei dofen. Vegam kivan tekfar nishchat. Ha'aim lo havi kachai upasul karbon. Rakim aver v'shachad ha'aim pater. Okay, that's the Sfasemis adding on what the reason is for the Rambam. We continue now and we branch out. Outside of Inyani Tmura, there is one line in the Mishnah about Tmura, but it is connected to everything else and there are other issues that are brought up here. Okay, Ein Hameduma Midamea, right, this Mishnah also appears in Mesechas Trumos. Ein Hameduma Midamea El Lefi Cheshbon. Miduma is only Midamea according to Cheshbon. What does that mean? Means Miduma is, as we know, Truma mixing in with Chulin. Midaraisa, everything is by the Barov. But Midarabanan, there are Shiurim for various other items. Truma, and Kilaya Kerem, and Arla, all different, 100, 1 and 200. So Truma is 1 and 100. So if one piece of Truma falls into 100 Chulin, so altogether there's 101, that is Batel. But if it's one piece of Truma into 99 Chulin, then it's Meduma. What's Meduma? The Truma is not Batel, and it is Aser. It is Aser. So what happens, ask the Gemara, if Meduma falls into another mixture. So now what's the halacha? Do I say the entire first mixture has the status of truma now, and you need to be mevatel the entire mixture against that? Or do I say no? And the Mishnah says no. You only have to be mevatel the original truma. So if truma falls into mixture A, and then the entire mixture A falls into mixture B, you only have to be mevatel the truma that fell into mixture A. And if now you have more than 99, you have 100 keneged the truma, so that already is batel. That's what the Mishnah means. Ein hameduma midameya. Meduma is not midameya. It doesn't cause more problems. Ela lefi cheshbon. As we'll see that in the Gemara. Number one. Number two. Ein ha-mechumatz mechametz, el lefi cheshbon. Mechumatz is not mechametz. What does that mean? Rashi explains. Again, we're talking about truma. If you have a chulin dough that was caused to rise by sourdough of truma, right? The leavening agent was truma. So also, that is a problem. It's all usser. And there is usser even if it's less of a ratio, because that's called davar hanikar. You have this concept elsewhere. You have in Issa v'Heter, if you have a davar ha-ma'amid, something that helps the rest of the items stay together, so that even if it would be batel, theoretically, based on ratio, if it's so nikar that this is in this dvar mutter, it's still usser. So here too, if it causes it to rise, so then it is usser. What happens now if that Issa falls into another Issa and it causes that new Issa to rise? Same thing. You only go by, would it have been enough, that original truma leavening agent, would that be enough to cause the second one to rise also? If yes, then the whole thing is still usser. And if not, it becomes mutter. You always have to only be mevatel the item. Again, case one and two are not exactly the same. Because case one, you go by numbers, and case two, you go by effect. And what the power is of this agent. That's number two. Number three, ve'ein hamayim she'uvin poslan as hamikvah elo lefi cheshbon. Mayim she'uvim, which is a bit major machlokas rishonim, is mayim she'uvim. Does it pasal a mikvah only derabanan or even daraisa? Right, if a mikvah has arbaim sa'ah, it has the correct shear and a little bit of mayim she'uvim fell in, it's not a problem. The problem has to be a certain amount. But, shloshes lukin. But if it's not a kosher mikvah yet, then any amount of mayim she'uvim. So then the Gemara is going to talk about exactly what this line means. Mayim shuvim pasul the mikvah lefi cheshbon. We'll see what that means. And next, v'yein mechatas osin mechatas el ematan efer. Mechatas does not become mechatas. The efer of the... forgot to bring it. Mechatas is not called mechatas until it has the ashes of the paraduma poured onto it. Just have the water. That is not good enough. You have to have the entire mixture, Parshas Chukas, right? Next week. Next week we'll be landing it, Parshas Para, in 2 weeks. There's another break after Parshas Zachar, and this is in Ubiyu year. For everybody remembers the Rashi and Masechus Tainus, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, just Derech Agav and Yonah Diyoma, that you always know which week is off in the Dalar Parshios based on what day Rosh Chodesh Adar is. We have to know. Zatu Budat Ubiyu. Zatu, if the Rosh Chodesh Adar, the first day of Adar, is on Shabbos, Zatu, Zayin, so then two, the week off is two, rather said the 15th day of Adar, which happens to be Shushan Purim that year. But it's Zatu, Bu, right, Beis, Vav. If the Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Monday, then the 6th day of Adar is the week off, Dad. If it's on Wednesday, Wednesday is the 4th day of Adar, and this year is an Ubiyu year. And we have two breaks in the middle. Ooh, because if the first day of Adar is on a Friday, ooh, then Beis, the second day of Adar, is an off week, that was last week, and Yud and Vav, which is the 16th, that is next Shabbos. So last Shabbos was off, this Shabbos is Parshas Zachar, the following Shabbos is another off Shabbos, and then Chodesh and Paran Chodesh, which never ever break in between them. There's always a break between Shkalim and Zachar. There is sometimes also a break, like this year, between Zachar and Para. But that's Ubiyu year. So that's, we'll be learning in a couple of weeks about the Mechatas. The Mechatas, B'ez Hashem, we won't just be learning about it, we'll be having it and sprinkling upon it, and this will be Lamaisa. The Mechatas is only Imatan Efer. Let's just finish the Mishnah, then I'll make a comment. V'ein beis ha-pras, osin beis ha-pras. Beis ha-pras does not make another beis ha-pras. Beis ha-pras is a field where a kever was plowed over. And we don't know if there were bones that were moved by the plow shear in this field. So midr abanan, because of the suffix tumma, where goes there 100 amos around where the kever was. But if I then plow from this 100 amos into the next field over, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to be so machmir. Safek al gabi safek, that's ein beis hapras, osen beis hapras. Ve'ein truma achar truma, and there's no truma after truma. What does that mean? If I take off truma, and then I take off more truma, doesn't work. Once I take off truma, I'm finished. If I take anything else off, it's not truma. I give a present to the Kohen if I want, but once it's truma, because mita arisa, there is no shear, so as much as I take off, so that's it. And if I take off more, so then that is a separate hafrasha. Ve'ein temura osa temura. That's why this whole mishnah is here. Temura cannot create another temura. If I have a temura animal, that animal is not strong enough to create another temura animal. And then we have a machlokes, which we have referred to earlier. V'lo havlado set temura. A vlad of a karban is not strong enough to create temura. Rabbi Yehuda Omer havlado set temura. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it is. A vlad is oset temura. Amru lo, and they said back to him, no. Hektish oset temura, vein havlado set temura. We'll have seen this in the Gemara. Only a real animal that was hukdash is oset temura, and not a vlad. Period. Just related to the mechatas. Mechatas, as we know, is always used when somebody is tamei mace. Somebody is tamei mace. Just something that we mentioned in Mitzvah Shir yesterday, which is it's a beautiful piece. If you've never seen it, Rav Soloveitchik has a piece in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav where he talks about the connection between avelus and tshuva. He says avelus is tshuva. It relates it to the mechatas. Why is avelus tshuva? So he says the natural reaction of a mourner, Rachmana Litzlan, is twofold. Number one, it's a feeling of guilt. It's a feeling of I could have done more, and I should have done more, and I could have called more, and I could have taken care, and I wish this, and I wish that. That's the first natural reaction. And he said if somebody doesn't have that reaction, then they're not feeling what the Torah demands of avelus. One has to feel that way. One needs to. And no matter, and he says, the more a child did, the more they usually feel it. But the people who don't really care and didn't take care of their parent, their relative during life, they don't usually have such feelings. But it's the children that did take care. So that's number one. And that leads to tshuva, because we start thinking about what we could have done and it's feelings of what I could have done better. But on the other hand, and maybe that will affect my life, hopefully, in terms of other relationships. But then on the other hand, said the Rav, a mourner, and avel, also naturally feels that was ben adam lachavero, but also ben adam lamakom. One starts thinking about mortality. One starts thinking about life, and every moment of life is precious. And I have to use every moment of life properly, because look what happens. You know, not every, right, nobody lives forever. Bechulu. So the Rav said naturally in Avel, Avelus and Shuva are inextricably linked. They need to be linked. And if somebody doesn't have these reactions, then they're missing the point of what Avelus is supposed to be. Avelus is supposed to be both Ben Adam Lachavero, thinking about a natural reaction is, we miss the person, we give 5 more minutes, and he speaks autobiographically in that article where he says, how many times does the Rosh Yeshiva prepare a shir? And he's working through a sugya, and he feels his father, the great Rav Moshe, hovering above him. And he's saying, oh, you would like this chiddush, and you wouldn't like this chiddush, and how much the Rosh Yeshiva would give for just 5 minutes to explain the Talmudic discourse with his father. I forgot to bring it. I'm paraphrasing. But either way, that's the Rav's thought about Avelus related to Mechatas, which just came up here, Avelus and Tshuva, which we mentioned in Mitzvah Seir yesterday. Feel free, if you want the full version, it's I think it's yesterday's Mitzvah, was 264, I think, the Tumas Kohanim. Okay, continues the Gemara. So Matan, who is the opinion, let's go back, talking about each of these cases, who is the opinion in the first line? First line says, Medum is only Medameh Elefi Cheshvin. You only have to be, in mixture number 2, I only have to be Mevatel, the truma that fell into the first mixture, and not the entire mixture. We don't say a principle like heter mitztarif l'isser. We don't say that something changes, chaticha nasas nevela, any of those types of concepts. We don't say that the whole first mixture gets the status of truma. So mantan, who is this? Amar b'chibar abba amar miyochanan, delok Rabbi Eliezer, it's against Rabbi Eliezer, to amma ditznan, because the mishnah says, in trumas, sa'at shal truma shenafel lefachos mimeya chulin, if a sa'at truma falls into less than 100 of chulin, the nidzme'u. So that's all meduma. The nafal mina meduma l'makom acher, and now that falls in. Rabbi Eliezer, omer midameya ketruma vadai. Wow. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's all called truma vadai. You have to be mevatel now the entire mixture number 1. Vachachamim omrim. Eina midamas elo lefi cheshbon shabbat. No, it's only midamas according to cheshbon, according to how much truma fell in originally. Again, the Nekudas Machlokes, what is about the status of Meduma? How do you look at Meduma? Right, do you look at Meduma as, you know, and what could Yisrael do with Meduma? He can't eat it. He could sell it to a Kohen, chaser the value of the truma that fell in. That's what is done with Meduma. Right, because it's mostly chulin. But it's a little bit of truma, so you can sell it now, chaser, less the amount. Okay, next. Ve'ena mechumis mechameitz v'chulu. Right, the truma leavening agent that fell into the mixture. So if it falls into the second mixture, also you only go by how much of the leavening agent would be able. Would it be able to be mechameitz the second mixture? If yes, it's still usher. If not, it's mutter. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Masisa, Deloker Rabbi Eliezer. Again, the mishnah is against Rabbi Eliezer. Titznan, because the mishnah says in Arla, Baruch Hashem, we're all over today. Sa'or shel chulin v'shel truma. Shenafu l'tocha isa. If you have sa'or, the leavening agent of chulin and of truma, that fell into a dough, v'lo ba'zekadil ha'chmitz, is not enough with either of them by themselves to cause the dough to rise, v'nitztarfu, but together they work v'chimsu. So what's the halacha? Rebbe Eliezer Omer achar achron aniba. You always go by the last one. What does that mean, you always go by the last one? Rashi explains it doesn't really mean that. Rashi says, if you look elsewhere, Rabbi Elazar Shita is not, you go by the last one, but look at the third wide line in Rashi. Third wide line in Rashi towards the bottom. Desvira lay in the middle, ze v'ze gorim aser. Really, Rabbi Elazar Shita is that, whenever you have two causes of something, each one has significance. And we say, ze v'ze gorim is aser. V'achar achron dekomer, Rabbi Elazar lav dafka. Doesn't really mean achar achron, it means after any of them. If any of them contributed, Zev is a goreim, that is usser. This is a major, major shas topic. But that's Rebbe Elazar Shita. V'chachavim omrim, no. Bein shenafel isser l'chatchilo, bein shenafel isser basof, l'olam ein usser ashi yehei bo kedei l'hachmetz. Rebbe the Chachavim say, no, you go by how much was in there. Right, and if there was too little in there, then it's mutter. So we see again, the Mishnah's against Rebbe Eliezer, Zev is a goreim, right, which has come up in the past. Period. Third case, the ein hamayim sheuvim poslan as a mikvah. Mayim sheuvim don't posel the mikvah, except the Mishnah said lefi cheshbon. So again, who is that referring to? Mantana, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. He so Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is talking about the following case. That's what our Mishnah means. De Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, "Yoredei Reish Aleph, please." Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Mikvah sheyesh bo esrim va'achas sa'ah mekeshamim. Let's say a mikvah has 21 sa'ah, just over half. 21 sa'ah of mekeshamim. Memale bekatef, you could go carry on your shoulder to Shah Esrei Sa'ah, 19 Sa'ah of Sheuvin. You caught rainwater in a pail, and that's Sheuvin now. See, as long as you have 21 good mikvah water, megashamah that went straight in, and now you caught Sheuvin, you're allowed to add this 19 in a certain way, and the mikvah will be kosher adding up to 40. What do? You carry it, uposkan lemikvah. What does poskan mean? It means if you pour it straight in, then you ruined it. But you do what's called hamshacha. Last two words of Rashi on the page. Vahainu hamshacha. That means I make a little ditch a little farther away from the mikvah. I pour it into that ditch, and then the water goes in the ditch across the ground into the mikvah. So that is cool that it loses. We'll talk about more in a second. It loses its status of shuvin in that way, and then it could kasher the mikvah. Vahain tahorin. And then the mikvah is tar. Let's read the whole thing, and then there's a beautiful chiddush of the Brisker Rav. Shaha she'iva mitaheres birevaya ubahamshacha. Because she'iva, you could use mayim she'uvim birevaya, as long as you have rov good, meaning 21, as we said, ubahamshacha. And the rest of it is given through hamshacha. That is the shita of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Right? And that's what we say. The Mishnah is like that shita. That's what the Mishnah means. But she'uvin poslan as a mikvah only lefi cheshbon, meaning if it's just cheshbon, but you don't use this hamshacha, so then it wouldn't be allowed. See the third line of Rashi on top. V'hainu lefi cheshbon demastisan deina she'uvin poslan as a mikvah derech hamshacha elamkin hayusham esrim se'in. Lefi cheshbon, if you had more than 19 that you're doing this with, that's a problem. It will pass lefi cheshbon. If you only have 19 and you have 21 good, that's okay. So one second. The Mishnah is obviously giving you a kula, right? Ein mayim sheuvim elo lefi this. So Bechad Rabbanan Savri de Revi Bamshach Alo. You're telling me that the other sheet out there, they wouldn't allow this? Even with Revi and Amshach, it would not be good enough? Elahatachi Asa Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. But 1 minute. She'uva, Shehim Shechua Kula Tahora. You have a sheet out there that says, even if you did the entire mikvah with She'uvin, but you did it through Amshacha, it would be good enough. This is the Ramban's Ryan, Baba Basra, that Mayim She'uvin is all possible to Rabbanan. Because if it's Doraisa, how you can have such a Kula? So he said, it must be Darabban. Other Rishonim say not. Other Rishonim say no. Even with Daraisa, it could still work. But either way, how could there be a sheet out there that if you use it all, if we just explained that the Darabban are more Machber, the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so they would say even with Hamshacha and Revi, it's not good enough. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says Hamshacha and Revi is good enough, so who's the one that says you don't even need Revi? Who's the one that says you can use all of it? So, Mani, Lo Rabban, Velo Rabbi Elazar, it's nobody. So, Ela Amar Rabba, there must be a different shot of our Mishnah. And really, our Mishnah is not referring to the case we were just talking about. And really, the case we were just talking about, even the Rabbanan would agree. Right? Or there would be more Mako. There would be more Mako, like the Sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. But our Mishnah is talking about a different case. What does Cheshbon mean? It means Lefi Cheshbon Kalim. It means, how many Kalim did you use to pour the Mayim She'uvin into the Mikvah? The Yosef Ben Chonihi, and it's Yosef Ben Choni Shita. The Tanya. Shloshes Lugin Mayim She'uvin Shenaflu B'Mayim. If you have 3 Lugin of Mayim She'uvin that fell in, Shenaflu L'Mayim B'Shnayim V'Shlosha Kalim Va'afilu Barba V'Chamisha Kalim Postan as a Mikvah. The first opinion says it doesn't matter how much fell into the Mikvah at once, even if less than a Lug fell in at one time, they could all be start to passel the Mikvah. I mean, if you poured 3 lugin in 5 kalim, that means each kli had less, it's still a problem. Yosef ben Choni Omer, no. B'shtayim v'shlosha kalim, postal as a mikvah. Barba v'chamisha ain't postal as a mikvah. Why? Because it only passels if you poured in a lug at a time. If you pour it in less, then it's negligible, and it's all batel, and it's not a problem. That's what the Mishnah means, that it only passels only lefi cheshbon. So that is that halacha. Period. Okay. The Brisker Rav points out that there are 2 machlokos in Hilchas Mikvos. 2 machlokos in Hilchas Mikvos right here. Number one, it's all quoted in, I'm not going to read it inside so much to save time. Simon Reish Aleph. Do you need a certain area of Hamshacha? Do you have to go a certain distance away or not? Or just right next to it, it hits the ground, boom, and then it goes into the mikvah. Machlokos. Machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Machlokas, the Rashba holds that here is a mashahu, any tiny amount, and the Rivash, who the Shulchan Aruch quotes, no, Gimel Tvachim. Because less than Tvachim with Gimel Tvachim is Lavud. Interesting. Lavud, and therefore it has to be at least 3 Tvachim going across on the ground. Right? That's one Machlokas. Another Machlokas is, does one need, what material could it go across? Right? What if it's stone? Could it go across stone? Or it needs to be karka hara'ui lihibala. It needs to be ground that could absorb it. Even though it doesn't absorb it, it's another machlokas. 2 separate machlokos that are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Brisker Rav right here in the Griz, he says these are connected machlokos. Meaning, what's the svar for Hamshacha? Why does Hamshacha work? How does it work? Does it fix the chalos shame, or does it fix the act that was done? Meaning, was there a problem in the status? This was called she'uvin. But now, once I put it on the ground and it's pulled, it loses its status of she'uvin. Or do I say, no, it's not a question of changing the status. It's that there's a functional problem. It can't be called min hakli. She'uvin is defined as water min hakli. And therefore, as long as I do Hamshacha, it's not called min hakli. So he says that chakira has applications in both our cases. And that is, do you need dalat gimel tvachim or not? If you say you have to get out of this the mice of min hakli, you have to say that you need 3 tvachim. Because if it's less than 3 tvachim, if you say it's love, it's like you're pouring it from the kli directly into the mikvah. Masha'enkin, if you say it's just about changing the status of she'uvin, it doesn't matter. The status of she'uvin is that this was drawn water. It hits the ground, boom, a status could be changed. And that also connects to the other machlokas. That in order for it to be a new status, it has to be, it's as if it was absorbed into the ground. And it's as if it's new. And that's why you need karka harayli bala. Mashenkin, if it's just about minakli, it's no longer minakli, who cares? if it hits the stone and goes across. So he assumes that these two are parallel machlokas, and these Rishonim, even though they don't specify specifically, these Rishonim in the court in the Shulchan Aruch would argue with each other. That's what he says, that Be'emes beza machlokas tiluyos, sheish machlokas bepsul mayim she'uvim, im min ha'torah chal paslus al ha'mayim, ba'ofen shekol ha'mikvah ha'mayim she'uvim, is it chal paslus? Or do you say, no, it's not chal paslus, it's just that it is a problem with being poured from a kli. Al-Kain Shaper, he quotes, and then he goes into the two nafkaminas. Anyway, so that is the important chiddush of the Briska Rav. Do we paskin that it has to be royally bala? Do I remember? Got to look it up in Reish Aleph. If you look in Reish Aleph, Mem Dalet and Mem Hey, I don't remember. This is Reish Aleph. It's one simon in Hilchas Mikvos with 100 seifim or so. Right? So Reish Aleph, simon, Mem Hey, Mem Vav. That's where the Shir Hamshachazu ain't pachas be gimel tfachim. Right? Number one. Next if Ein Mashiach Mo'elas Ella Al Gabi Karka or Al Gabi Tsinor Shalohaya Olav Shem Kli Batalish. Avalim Himshach Al Gabi Kalim Afilu Kli Galalim Chayotzbin Lo Havi Hamshacha. V'yesha Omrim Rama. There it is. The Rama quotes it. The Ein Hamshacha Mo'elas Ella Daf Al Gabi Karka Royali Balaba. The Rama quotes it. Avalim Himshach Al Gabi Ritzpas Avanim Shein Royali Vlo Abav Akolshikin Al Gabi Daf O kli avabishin opposal a mikvah lo mahani v'tov lahachmer lecharchila. That's the machmer lecharchila. Okay, this is the in mikvos. Mikvos in Siman Reish Aleph. It has 75 seifim. 75 seifim. Reish Aleph, and then the dvarim shel chatzitza. It's at the end of Hilchas Nida. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara. Oh, by the way, the Rambam has an important lemaisa case about the kalim. The Rambam adds in one line that's not in our Gemara, which also is discussed by the Achronim, the Kesef Mishnah, and others. The Rambam says, Nochaz Mikvos. Mikvah that the Shlosh Lugachuvin fell into from one or two or three Kalim, they're Mitztarfin. May Arba Kalim, A Mitztarfin, right? He's Mekel. Or Mekel, like four Kalim is not Mitztarif. Bamed Varma Murim, Bizman Shalonis Kavin Larabos. If you didn't have Kavana to add, Avalam Niskavin Larabos is May Mikvah, Afilu Nafal Mishkal Dinar Bechol Shana. Mitztarif l'shloshes lukin. If you had kavana to be marbe, then you could do it over 10 years. It'll still be mitztarif. What does that mean, kavana to be marbe? That's very unclear. And there's a machlokas between the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef. No machlokas. Just the same person gave two different opinions. Does it mean you have kavana to be marbe? You have kavana to put in shloshes lukin? Is that what it means? Over time, or does it mean you have kavana to keep the mikvah full? So you have kavana to always add things into the mikvah. That's a discussion in the what the Rambam exactly means, but that's the Rambam in Mikvos, Hey Aleph. We continue. Vei mechadas nasa mechadas. Mechadas don't become mechadas unless you add the ashes. Mantana, Amar B'chei Bar'avam, Rabbi Yochanan, Delo Kareb Shimon, against Rabbi Shimon. Tetanya hiktim afar l'mayim pasul. The Tanakhama says if you put the ashes into the pail and then you put the water in, it's pasul. Like our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says it's only mechadas if you put the ashes on top. And Reb Shimon Machshir, Reb Shimon is Machshir, Reb Shimon is against our Mishnah. So my time with Reb Shimon, why does Reb Shimon allow you to do it in either order? Dechsiv, v'lachu latame me'afar sreifa sachatas, he will take for the tame from the ashes, v'nasan alav mayim chayim. Right, one pasuk says, you put on it the mayim chayim. So that sounds like the ashes are in first. You put on it, on the ashes, the mayim chayim. V'tani Reb Shimon omer, v'chi afarhu, v'halo eferhu. Why are we calling this afar, dirt? It's really afer, it's really ashes. So Shina Hakasav Mimashmao Ladune Menu Xerishava. It uses the word offer, though it means afer, to teach me Xerishava. Namarkan offer, it says here the word offer, Venemar Lahalon offer, and it says by Anisha Sota that you take the dirt. That's really dirt. You take the dirt from under the Azara. So Ma Lahalon offer Agabi Mayim, just like over there by Sota, you put the dirt on top of the Mayim, Afkan offer Agabi Mayim, so too here. Umakan Hiktim offer the Mayim Kashmir, just like I just learned. Like Reb Shimon says, if you put the offer in first, it's kosher, right? Based on this pasuk, but also on love, mayim chayim, afkan, hik them off of the mayim kosher. So we have a gzeirah shava between the sota and the paraduma. V'ha chaminala, and how do I exactly know here? Let's explain this a little further. Treker ha'ksivi. Reb Shimon elaborates and says it's really two different psukim. V'nasan alav, alma efer bereisha, the pasuk we quoted earlier, put the water on it. Afer goes in first, or v'hadar ksiv, mayim chayim al keli. The other pasuk says the mayim has to be in the kli first. So haketzad. So ratza afa lamata, ratza afa lamala. Either way, that's Reb Shimon's shita, and that our mission is going against the shita of Reb Shimon. V'tana didan my taima. So about our tana. We said that the ashes have to be in second. So what does he do with the pasuk of v'nasan alav mayim chayim? So amalacha seifi tekra dafka. Really, the second half of the pasuk is dafka, meaning it has to be mayim chayim el keli. What about the first half? V'nasan alav arban. What does it mean v'nasan alav arban? It means after you put it, the ashes in on top, you have to mix it up. So that's when the water goes on top of the ashes, but not in the ma'isa nesina. So the Gemara says, "My chazis to amrit seifi to kra dafka to mareshi dafka." Why do you do it that way? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the ashes could go in first, and then you mix it up. So Allah says, "Amrit." Why? Mamatzina b'chol mako machshir l'mala afkan machshir l'mala. You find elsewhere that the machshir, the important element, is l'mala. Like Rashi says, kagon besota, but for shulamala, that's machshir the mayim. And everybody agrees there that there's l'chadchila to put it on top. So to here, machshir is l'mala. And therefore, the seifa must be teaching you the din le'ikuva. And that's why we have our understanding in our Mishnah that it has to be only the afer on top. Okay, I guess we have to stop here. Hashem will continue. Again, that's try to look up that Rav and the Brisker Rav here. And we'll continue more with other issues related to Temura on tomorrow, the last daf in Meseches Temura. Hopefully there'll be a daf be'in shir. We'll have to figure out a topic and we'll send it out.